For as long as she can remember, Hannah Quinn Mulligan knows that her grandmother Catherine has had Hereford beef animals on their farm. But in the last 18 months, they have moved into milking on a small scale, and that has brought new breeds of cows into the yard. This week, they prepared their Jersey maiden heifers to be put into calf. But despite all the decades of experience between Hannah and her grandmother, these young animals were giving them the runaround.
Sprinkle some feed out, they'll stick their heads out, and then they'll stand still, hopefully, when I put the scratch guards on. Good girls. Did you ever think you'd have Jersey heifers on the farm, Granny?
I did not, no. I didn't even think I'd have dairy cows, to be honest.
These scratch guards are so sticky, will you hold them here? I feel like a beautician. I feel like I've got wax strips or something like that. Do you see how sticky the scratch guards are? And then basically what you're meant to do is you sort of put them just on the rump of their tail, a little bit higher than the rump of their tail. Do you see how sticky that is? Look at the glue.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the heifer's in heat, she stands still for another heifer to jump on top of her. If she'd stand still for me to put the scratch guard on in the first place, I should have put them in the crush. And so when the heifer's in heat, she stands still and another heifer jumps on top of her. And obviously, it's called bulling, but the scratch guard, it changes colour. So it's grey at the minute and then it turns pink. Pink to make the boys wink, isn't that right? Little Jersey heifer coming up, giving me a lick. She's not really coming for a lick. Do you know what she's coming for? Treats. She managed to open my pocket the other day. She unzipped my pocket and found dog treats in there. And ever since then, she's been obsessed with trying to do it again. Oh my God, they're so sticky. Good girl. And this is... Good girl. This is the second time I've put these scratch cards on. Because the first time I put them on, do you know what happened?
What happened?
They licked them off each other.
Oh my God.
And I know I'm not doing it wrong because I put scratch cards in all the Frisians and they're still on. They haven't been up to hijinks and shenanigans like you lot have.
Have you decided what to inseminate them with, Hannah?
I have, because they're pure Jersey, I have sex semen straws ordered for them so that we wouldn't be getting Jersey bull calves, which are... relatively low value. We'd hopefully be getting Jersey heifers, but I mean they're quite expensive. You know, it's €50 a straw in comparison to if you just want a normal conventional straw, it's maybe €12. And then you have to pay the AI man, artificial insemination man, his fee as well, or woman, their fee. Look how cheeky they are. So yeah, it's not cheap, you know. And then of course you have a slightly lower conception rate with sex semen as well. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah, you do.
I didn't know that. I didn't realise that actually.
So it's.
But you know, with the Jerseys, you need a Jersey calf.
Yeah.
Really.
Ideally a Jersey heifer.
Jersey heifer calf. Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of people do this thing called synchronization where they can inject the heifers with hormones so they come in heat all together at the same time and get them in sync.
Yes.
And that helps them time the AI because you have to be quite specific, especially with sex semen, because of that lower conception rate as well. You really want to be timing it just right. But we can't do that because we're organic, so you can't... can't inject them with hormones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's just you and me watching them. Yeah. Very old-fashioned.
And how long are they in heat for?
A very short period of time. Relatively short period.
Is it?
Yeah.
A day?
Basically,
like,
yeah. 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 And there's an AN-PM rule. There's all kind of exact rules around it that you have to adhere to.
Because I always thought, you know, say if they were in heat in the morning, that to have them inseminated in the afternoon was better.
Yeah,
that's
the AM-PM rule. Yeah. Right, oh, we let them out?
Yes.
Okay. Right, that's the ladies out. We make a run for it. Oh my God, where did that shower come from?
Oh. Well, the only thing is, it's mild, so there'll be grass growing after this, Hannah.
About time for it. Yeah. About time for it. Yeah. Look at them, heels kicking in the air, and they happy as Larry.
Remember last year when they were in the field, they come up to us and they were very friendly and very quiet. So hopefully they'll settle down after a week or two.
Yes, but I have granny power on my side. And speaking of that, you have something in your hand. There's something else that you're going to be doing today because it is the 1st of May.
1st of May, yes. And so we shake the holy water on the animals, on the fields.
Are things that desperate?
I know.
Are you that worried about me?
But people always did it anyway in the old days. So I still keep up the tradition. I've got plenty of knock water that you brought back in your trip to the shrine there in Knock. And
might be misrepresenting me there. I think it was a stop off. It wasn't quite a pilgrimage to one spot.
Well, you brought back the holy water anyway. So that was good. That was good and useful to have.
So where are you going to spread it? Where are you going to shake it around?
Well, traditionally, my mother anyway, she would go north south. So north south east west. And then some for ourselves as well, don't forget. So.
And was it always done? Was it always a tradition? I mean, is it Catholic though, or is it pagan, or what is it?
It was Catholic and pagan, I'd say. Do you know, it's definitely Catholic, and it was a big thing in school.
There's that Celtic tradition, and even locally we have a place in Limerick called Knock Aney, but actually it's Cnoc Onia and the Hill of Onia, and Onia was a Celtic goddess of fire, and fires are actually still lit around Knock Aney this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that, and there's a hill the Hill of Dirk in Palace Green, where my father came from, and we could see the fire lighting in the distance, even though we were about 50 miles or more away from. Yes, because it's almost into Brera, yeah. But we could see it quite clearly from our house.
Well, whether you're invoking paganism or Catholicism, go on, shake that holy water, see if we get some baby calves next year.
Yeah, okay. North, south, east, west, everything is blessed. The calves, the wind carries it. That was the idea of you know, that if you weren't next to the animals and things like that, it was carried in the air. So give a little bit to the neighbours as well.
I don't know, Catherine. Are the fields not wet enough without going and adding holy water into the mix as well?